Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. So let me just paint a little picture here before we read this passage. So really, this is like a window into who is Jesus that says, come and follow me. Who is he? What is he like? We're going to get a beautiful picture of who he is right here. And we're going to see that Jesus wasn't concerned about his image, what people thought of him. But instead, he had love, compassion. He showed mercy toward those who were outcasts, that those were who were despised, and that others wouldn't necessarily want to or want to be seen with. And so we pick up here in verse 9. It says, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. So he arose and followed him. Now, first we notice that Jesus says, follow me. What am I going to do? What are we going to do today? Are we going to choose to just step out in faith and trust and obey? And who is it that we're following? Again, verse 10. Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. So we see Jesus isn't concerned about who he's sitting with, who he's seen with, and we're going to find out how does that cause other people to react. And when the Pharisees saw it, aka also known as the religious people of that day, they said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Like, who are you hanging out with? But when Jesus heard that, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Wow, this is amazing. This is truly amazing. This is the person who is saying, come and follow me. You know, and I'll tell you something. As we look at this, who he is and how he responded to the religious people, this is why I choose to oftentimes, rather than refer to myself as a Christian, and it's not that I don't, but I prefer to be known as a follower of Jesus or somebody who is striving to follow after Jesus. Because you know what? I make plenty of mistakes. You know what? Do you want to be identified with me as a Christian when I make mistakes? Or you know, Christians are viewed, you know, they're put in so many kinds of boxes because we make so many mistakes. We've done so many, Christians have, and I have, you know, terrible things. But Jesus is our banner. And what a beautiful banner to carry. He says, and I'll read it again, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, right? So who goes to the doctor? Those who realize they have a problem. They're in need of a doctor. And the first thing is, I hear, is do I recognize and realize my need of Jesus? Because if I am pointing out all the things, oh, I go to church, and oh, I've kept this commandment, I've kept that commandment, or do I realize and fall on my knees and say, oh, God, forgive me. Jesus, forgive me, for I'm a sinner. Because he says, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I've not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Wow, this is beautiful. What a challenge for me. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. You know, I hear him saying to us, I want to see you, Josh. What I care more about than you offering sacrifices, even though that was biblical, even though offering a sacrifice was a picture that Jesus would pay the ultimate, one day would pay the ultimate sacrifice. His death on the cross would cover our sins. And so that was why the sacrifice was there. But Jesus says, and this was also quoted in the Old Testament, he's repeating a scripture in the Old Testament, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. I would rather you, if I had to choose, Jesus says, I'd rather you show mercy, benevolence, love, compassion, care for others, than you be caught up in offering your sacrifices. Wow. Wow. So let's go out there. Father, I just pray that you would help us to go out today. And first, that we would just follow you. that we would just, with obedience and total abandonment, that we'd follow you wherever your path may lead. And Father, I thank you that we serve somebody who is loving, who's compassionate, who loves the downtrodden, the outcast, those that others have despised. And Father, I pray that you would help us to be more, help me and others to be more like you, that we show mercy, that we show love, we show compassion, because we ourselves know that we are sinners. Regardless of comparing ourselves to the next person, we have all sinned. We have all made mistakes. Father, I pray that you'd help us be the first to recognize that. He was forgiven much. He says, loves much, Father. We want to love much. We pray this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes on my podcast on iTunes at Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. By the way, we'd love your feedback there. We'd love your comments. And then if you'd like to, you can also go to my blog, beacatalyst.com, where you'll also find the daily devotions as well as other resources. Now go out there and make it a super ultra awesome, fantastic day as we love on others and show compassion as we follow Jesus. God bless.